Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of cardiac tumors found under the oncology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin by discussing myxoma. As a general overview, remember that this is a primary cardiac tumor frequently seen in adults. 90% occur in the atria. Diagnosis is with a transesophageal ultrasound. In terms of the pathology, it is usually described as a ball valve obstruction in the mitral valve orifice, and the mass may be sessile or pedunculated. It presents with nonspecific findings such as flu-like symptoms, and complications include syncopal episodes due to the tumor obstructing the mitral valve, as well as embolization. Now let's discuss rhabdomyoma. This is a primary cardiac tumor frequently seen in children, and it may be associated with tuberous sclerosis. And finally, let's discuss metastasis. Remember that this is more common than primary tumors of the heart. Examples include melanoma, lymphoma, and lung cancer. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to cardiac tumors, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 28-year-old female visits her physician for workup of a new onset diastolic murmur found on physical exam. Past medical history is insignificant. Her temperature is 37 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 115 over 75. Pulse is 76 beats per minute. And respirations are 16 breaths per minute. The patient denies dyspnea, fatigue, and syncope. Transthoracic echocardiograph reveals a large, pedunculated tumor in the left atrium. This patient is most at risk for which of the following? And the answer choices are choice 1, abrupt hypotension, choice 2, sudden cardiac death, choice 3, deep venous thrombosis, choice 4, acute arterial occlusion, or choice 5, septic embolism. The best answer to this question is choice 4, acute arterial occlusion. The patient's echocardiography findings and symptoms are consistent with an atrial myxoma. Although the tumor is benign, patients are at risk for embolism due to the extreme friability of tumor tissue and the tumor's proximity to the systemic circulation. Atrial myxoma is the most common type of primary cardiac tumor. The tumor is most commonly found in the left atrium as a pedunculated stalk attached to the atrial septum. Larger myxomas can disturb blood flow through the mitral valve, causing a diastolic murmur and possibly symptoms of mitral stenosis. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Abrupt hypotension is classically associated with rupture of an abdominal aortic aneurysm, and that is unlikely in this patient. Choice 2. Sudden cardiac death in a young male is classically associated with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Choice 3. Left atrial myxoma predisposes to arterial occlusion. Venous circulation is unaffected. Choice 5. Patients with infective endocarditis are at risk for septic embolism. Pathology in infective endocarditis is typically located around the heart valves rather than within the left atrium. That's all for this review about cardiac tumors. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.